Hi, this is Ketki from Radio V. Today we are going to interview Shashank from Lime 5. He was the wildcard winner from Wellington Institute of Management. So Shashank, can you give us a brief idea about the competition? Like, what are the rules, team size, stages, sources of reference material that you used?
Okay, hi Ketki. Lime is Lessons in Marketing Excellence, and every year HUL, Hindustan Unilever and CNBC TV 18 host this prestigious marketing competition, which happens on an all-India basis. This was its fifth season in which we participated. And Lessons in Marketing Excellence not only is the biggest marketing competition as such, but it also is an opportunity for B-school students to take their marketing concepts, which they actually learn in classes, to an implementation level, which we also got an opportunity to do that. Apart from that, as you asked about the rules, Lessons in Marketing Excellence, LIME, is a competition which has three stages. The first stage is the wildcard round, and there are 12 prestigious institutions all across the country, the IIMs, the SPJN, Accelerai, Jamshedpur. So these colleges are not included in the wildcard. These colleges have their separate campus rounds. So HUL, Hindustan Unilever and CNBC TV 18, both of them, they go to these separate 12 campuses and they conduct campus rounds. So from there, 12 teams are selected. So, and for us, or for the remaining three slots, there are 15 slots for the semi-finals. The 12 are occupied by the 12 premier institutes, and for the rest three, the wildcards are selected. Now, as for the wildcard story, the wildcard, they are around this year, around 215 institutes participated all across the country, out of which top 9 were selected. And they are given a separate case study by some brand. So this year it was Tony and Guy. It's a professional hair care brand. Earlier, the previous year, if I remember, it was Lifebuoy. So every year, a new case study is given for the wildcard and 12 separate case studies for 12 campus rounds. So accordingly, there are 12 teams and 3 are selected from the wildcard. And the team size is ranging from 2 to 3. So you can have 2 members in your team, or probably max is 3 members. Girl boy combination as per the requirements of the team members. And this is it. I think rules are done. Yeah. So this is like if I've answered your question.
Yeah, definitely, Shashank. Okay. So how was your experience at Lime, and how did you feel about representing Wellinkar at All India level?
Yeah, it was an amazing feeling, because earlier in 2009 only, if I remember, one team had done it. And we always used to see those videos on YouTube and on the LIME website, where students from various institutes actually came and represented colleges there. So not only there was an opportunity for those students to meet the brand managers and the big business people who are who's who of the marketing industry, but also for them to get recognized at an All India level, which we always wanted. But yes, the entire story was very difficult. It was very, very, very like, you had to focus all your time, all your energy on one particular thing, that you have to crack the case. And there are 215 colleges trying to actually crack the case at the same time. So yes, it was not very easy. It was extremely difficult. But yes, after we achieved it, we realized that the recognition which CNBC TV 18 especially gives you, once you enter the CNBC office, they take bites, they record your whatever you feel, I mean, before you entering in front of the judges. So, and they air it afterwards. So you, not only your parents are watching it, your friends are watching all over the country and also across the globe, that you feel that yes, you have done something really good, not for you, but also for your college, from where you represent. So it was a very proud feeling that I had. So yes.
Okay, that's a great experience. Even Wellinkar is proud of you. So coming to the cases, how did you work on your cases? I mean, how was your approach or the insight?
Okay, so the thing is, I'll tell you first about the wildcard, and then I'll tell you about the semifinal. The wildcard case study was on TG. It is Tony and Guy. It's a professional hair care brand. Before working on TG, I had no clue about what TG was, because I've never heard about the brand. But then after reading the case, we realized that we had to create a marketing plan, because TG is an international brand. They have the presence in countries like UK and US, but they are thinking of entering into India, because India is also becoming a big sector for terms of for professional brands to create their market. So, and TG wanted some strategy as to how they should enter the market, in terms of the pricing strategy or in terms of promotional strategies. So we read the case, and then we met we actually spoke to Chatterjee sir, because he was the one who was our role mentor and who was the one who kept guiding us throughout. And apart from that, big, big, big thanks to Aditya Bhatt sir, because Aditya Bhatt as well as Chatterjee sir were the ones who were the role models throughout the entire journey. The other thing was that after reading the case, we realized that in the case also they had said that you have to go and visit separate salons all across Bombay, talk to the stakeholders who are running this business. So number one is the consumers, obviously. The other one is the stylist in the salons and the salon managers who are managing the salons. So we had to take insights from all of them to understand what is that one thing which is actually creating a problem or is a boon for the product. Because throughout the entire research, we found that L'Oreal is so L'Oreal is one dominant player throughout the market. So they are just running their business all over. Right from a very small level, they are actually running the business at a premium level also. So we had to find out what are the barriers to entry for TG. So we made a questionnaire and then we went to Victor Manikam sir. So he read the questionnaire, he gave us insight as to this is something which you should work on, this is something which you should actually ask in a different sense, because when you speak to consumers, they are different consumers, have different insights. And suppose if I use TG, I feel it's nice, the other person will give you a totally different reason why he's not using TG and why is he using some other product. So not only learning about TG as a product, but also about its competitors. Maybe it's Scottscorp, maybe it's L'Oreal or Paul Mitchell or Sebastian. So there are several other products which are used in the industry. And also a big difference between the professional haircare industry and the consumer haircare industry. A lot of people from our research, we found out that are not aware of that Dove and Pantene come under the consumer haircare product. They are not the professional haircare industry. Professional haircare industry products are those products which are only and only available in salons. You cannot buy them from any retail shop or any cosmetic shop, unlike your consumer products which are available in multiple areas. So, and we got brilliant insights. We got insights which were very, very different from what we were thinking about the case and which we included in our presentation. Probably the reason which judges also liked and they quoted, they said that you have done an in-depth research of the market. And a suggestion to the juniors also, if they are working on these cases or probably in any other competition, that your consumer insights, your insights which you gather from the market to understand what you need to plan to make sure that you create a very good marketing strategy is to understand your consumer very well, is to understand the pain points of the market. And that will only come once you talk to n number of consumers. So we spoke to around 400, 450 odd consumers. We made questionnaires. We went to places like big like places where consumers of our category actually came. So there's a target segment, which is SEC A+, 18 to 25 for TG Bedhead. There's a sub brand of TG called Bedhead. And there's a sub brand called S Factor. So S Factor is predominantly for women for above age of 35, SEC A+. SEC is social economic class, so marketing students are very well aware of that. And SEC A+, 18 to 25 years of age is Bedhead, the target segment. So both these categories were very different because obviously their age is very different. So the requirements about the skin and hair is very different. And as a result, strategies have to be built very, very differently. Hence, we prepared campaigns which were only focused for Bedhead, which were only focused for S Factor, and which was focused on the most important stakeholder of the entire business, that is the stylist. We created a campaign for the stylist. So we prepared three campaigns in our presentation and we delivered our presentation. So probably they never said that your presentation is damn good, but they asked questions that were more on the pricing strategy. They said that why do you want suggesting us to increase the price of Bedhead? Why are you asking us to reduce the price of S Factor? We said all those things based on our research. So again, everything culminates into how well you have done your consumer research. If you have, and we quoted also stylists, a lot of stylists said that I love TG but I don't use it. Why? Because in my salon manager doesn't allow me to use it. They say use L'Oreal. And the reason why they are using L'Oreal, because they are getting substantial discounts, substantial offers from the brand. So we did a comprehensive study of the entire case study, and this was one. In the other semi-final case, we got luckily we got another similar case which was on Dove. So it was on the consumer side. So again, we had to do a lot of market research. Again, we had to talk to a lot of consumers, a lot of people to understand why they use Dove. And in Dove also, they asked us to do cross-selling. As in, there are a lot of households which use only Dove shampoos. And there are a lot of households which use only Dove soaps. Now, they wanted to create an India in which households use not only shampoos of Dove, but also soaps of Dove. So they wanted to increase them. If you look at it as a form of Venn diagram perspective, the center part has to increase and the other sides have to compensate in that. So we created marketing strategies, but yes, probably we were given only 6 days for this thing. And trust me, this is a competition where all your predictions go wrong. So if you think that I have got 7 days and probably today is the day when the case is out, and I assume that, okay, 5 days ke baad, I'll be getting the submission cut date. Trust me, you'll get in 3 days. So this is a very highly unpredictable competition where you need to be very, very proactive in terms of your work, in terms of your networking, in terms of your approach of talking to consumers and also to the faculties and getting insights. Because one thing which I have understood very frankly is that there are so many good things which teachers tell us in our classes which we don't listen. And we realize that once we actually get into a situation where you're using that concept and you remember, oh, this thing was taught by a sir, but I didn't listen to it that time. And we go back to the sir and then sir says, okay, I have already taught you. And then once again he explains and then you listen very carefully. So my suggestion to everyone, not only juniors but also seniors, that there are very, very good faculties in our college. Please use them. Stop cribbing about that our faculties are not good. Start paying attention in classes, because that is the time when you get real knowledge. And then probably a situation like this will come and you'll know how to do it. I'll give you a very good example of a segmentation matrix. I never knew how to make a segmentation matrix. And there are business design students who have been taught by KD sir how to make a segmentation matrix. I was told that KD sir had already taught us. I was absent on that day. And there were a lot of students who didn't even knew that what is a segmentation matrix. I sat with a BD student. I sat with KD sir. I learned. And segmentation matrix was one thing which we as a college did in our wildcard round, and none of the colleges did it. Segmentation matrix gives you a very detailed analysis as to what are the requirements and the wishes of each and every age group as per the gender, like male 18-25, female 18-25, and then you create hotspots. So this actually gave them a understanding that not only they have done the research well, they have presented that research also very nicely. So small things actually make a big difference, and I certainly feel that there are n number of opportunities in our college also. I mean, if someone is actually looking for, you know, creating a difference, start paying attention. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Shashank. So as you said, coming to the faculty members, how did the Varinkar faculty and the professors help you? I mean, do you want to thank some of the professors of
Varinkar? Yeah. I want to thank all the faculties who are there, especially Aditya Bhatt sir, because he had been my role model since the start. He had been motivating me. He had been always there up front, you know, ready to guide me. Apart from that, strategy sir, Sapna Malia ma'am, Mahalakshmi ma'am, and who else? Chatterjee sir, I've already said. Suyash Bhatt sir, he helped us big time with the finances. So Sapna Malia ma'am and Suyash Bhatt sir helped us along with Mahalakshmi in terms, because in the second case study, Dove, we had to increase the market of Dove from 180 million euros to 500 million euros in the next 3 years. So we had to create not only a marketing strategy, but along with that, a pricing strategy as to how will your sales increase. So he helped us, all three of them helped us in terms of understanding about the sales forecasting as to how we should do a proper sales forecasting. So yes, all in all, there were multiple faculties who helped us. So these were the major ones. Victor Maniskam sir was damn good. He gave us brilliant insights as to understand how the case was and how we should read the case, because a lot of things were written in the case which had indirect meanings also. So Victor Maniskam sir is there. And Savaikar sir, how can I forget him, because he helped us big time with the economics. So Savaikar sir was there. KD sir. So, and Salukya sir, obviously, because he was the one who kept on messaging me that, guys, just do well, I'm not in town, just keep doing well, and my blessings are there with you. So yes, the college supported us big time after the wildcard, because before the wildcard, faculties were a little apprehensive as to whether we should, you know, be going or not. But once they saw that, okay, there is something, these students are really doing good, they just gave everything whichever they had. So Indu Mehta ma'am also, I forgot. So I think this is it.
Okay, you have inspired a lot of juniors, Shashank. So we would like to take part in LIME every year and would like to qualify. So one last word you would like to say to all the juniors?
Yeah, one last word which I want to say to all the juniors is that please participate, especially marketing students, participate in LIME. It's the most prestigious competition. I completely agree, doing 10,000 events in college will bring PR to college. But competitions are the one which will surely bring placements to college. There are a lot of activities which college does which I am not at all commenting on, but that's a part and parcel of the college's life also. But being an active participant in a competition and then displaying and representing a college at a level which where not only brand managers who don't know Wellinkar come to know that, okay, this is a college where students are continuously coming, and then let's go and get these students from these colleges, will actually be one of the greatest opportunities which a college can get. So I think a reason why these colleges like MICA and IMT and XLRI are not only famous, because they keep participating in a lot of competitions. I'm not saying that our college doesn't participate, but competitions like LIME, and there's a Mahindra War Room, so, and there's L'Oreal Brandstorm, and one thing which through your radio I want to communicate to all of them, that L'Oreal Brandstorm this year is only meant for first years, so second years can't participate. And they are doing this why? Because they want to select the best students from the first years so that they can give them a summer internship opportunity when they come to second year. So all the first years should participate in L'Oreal Brandstorm. So more number of teams will participate, and just give your level best. Just give everything to that competition. Just forget the world for the next 2-3 months and say that I'll just give my 100%. Talk to faculties. If you don't know something, go to the respective faculty, learn from it. Be very, very upfront in your weaknesses. Be very, very good in your, you know, good points, and make sure that you just crack it and just keep beating the bush. And my thing is that me, Nidhi is not there today, Jay is also there. So we three are always there, even if we leave college after like 3-4 months. You can get in touch with us and we'll give you insights as to how we should go, because we also got help from our seniors. So seniors always play a big role, but yes, you have to have that instinct that I have to kill it, and then only you will be able to do it.
Thanks, Shashank. That was a very useful interview for all our juniors as well as seniors to participate in LIME as well as L'Oreal Brandstorm. So thank you for this wonderful interview with Radio V.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, all of you.